Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about explaining your obsession with real estate investment to your wife. I never had to go through that with you.
No.
You were on the scene after it was proven.
Exactly.
Good show today, Jill. Before we start, I'm sure you have some funny stuff to explain to everybody that happened to us at our expense recently.
My expense on this one.
I can't wait to hear this.
No. Well, everybody's making fun of my countdown app. I think it's... people, these exist. There's a countdown app you can do. Most people, granted, they do them for like weddings or things like that. It's usually like a wedding thing. And so... our staff was poking fun at me, going, what is that? As I'm showing my little countdown, they're like, did you go download that app? I'm like, yes, I did. And I put a pretty picture on the background, and they're all making fun
Guess what
of my
Jill's
app.
Counting down?
It's so funny.
Leaving.
I know.
A lot of people get excited about getting married, and like you said.
Or, I know.
I don't know, buying a company or a house. Jill is excited about exiting.
I am. I'm showing my staff, hey, 12 more days of me. Then I'm going to be in another state. That's my countdown app. You'd think they'd be excited.
That's my girl.
Thank you.
Ready to? Can't wait to leave.
Why aren't they excited? I'd be excited. Yay, the boss is leaving.
They're stuck here, probably.
That's probably it. I'd be like, yay, the boss is leaving. Now it's our show again. But no, they're like, great. Now we have to stay here where they're having fun.
No, we are half moving officially on the 25th of this month. To Los Angeles, mm-hmm. Right on that, like half a block from the beach, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So back and forth it is.
Because Jack's decided he does not like sand in the living room.
And yes, that's right. We stayed on the beach for a month.
That's right. Strand does not work for Jack.
Nope. Sand in my bed, not my thing. 180 degrees in Phoenix is not my thing either.
Yeah, right, that's true.
Wow, we have a show to do. I forgot. Hey, let's take a question. That's... posed by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Brandon says, oh, this is great.
It is. I love this much.
Oh, this is so good. He's like, hey, I almost apologizing, you know, because he hasn't been in for a while. He's been super busy with the last mailer hitting. As the title says, I sent out 1,600 mailers. I got 6 hate mail / voicemails, 4 counteroffers. That might be reasonable. 4 signed agreements that died during due diligence, and 8 accepted purchase agreements.
Oh, really? Does this work, Brandon?
Nice. I picked the 2 that I like best, and I'm closing soon. Hope to make 300% on terms with them. So far, so good. Are we getting greedy, Brandon?
I still get goosebumps about this.
No. He said, the rest I can't buy. Don't have enough cash. Love it. Isn't that great when you run out of acquisition funds? I thought I would offer up the contracts. Do we keep going?
Yeah.
I want $500 for each. I have looked at each and estimated what I think they're worth, but take that with a grain of salt. I'm still new. If, in fact, you see something and I'm way off, please let me know and help me get on track. This is the beauty of Success Plan.
Right.
Anyway, take a look and see if there are any you would like to grab up. And he has a link.
A Dropbox link.
Yep. Oh, that's
so
great.
What he's doing here on Success Plan, as a new person, is saying, I ran out of money. I'm going to buy a couple of these properties. I got 10 or 8. It's like what we say all the time. Mm-hmm. I have 8 or 10 more. And here, I will happy to sign over the contracts for you for $500 a piece. Knock yourself out. Make your 5-10. So it, Success Plant, here's my point. There's a lot of people in Success Plant who are just money people for situations like this. They're not necessarily real estate people. They have access or they have a ton of cash and it's burning a hole in their pocket and they want to do a deal with you.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of money out there.
There's a million ways to structure a deal with somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once you do one or two deals with somebody who's a money guy and they get their return, then they're happy people.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
So congratulations, man. That's awesome. I think it sounded like it was his first mailer.
I love it. And that's what I think it's all about. I mean, that's the beauty of it's who we are. And Success Plant came as a tool. Successplant.com grew as a tool for all of our members, and that's a perfect example of how to use it. You know, everybody's working together. We're all in the same boat. And it's nice because within Success Plant, it's really all of our community. So we all know we're kind of on the same page. We know what everybody knows. We're all on, you know, thinking about the same things. Right. It's not, you know, rogue, whatever, you know. So it's a really good thing. So he obviously, you know, knows that, and he can trust his peers and say, hey, guys, anybody interested? Here you go.
He did everything he was supposed to do and ran out of money. I wrote a blog about this. It was called What to Do When You Run Out of Acquisition Money. Mm-hmm. And the first sentence of the blog is, believe it or not, it happens to Jill and I once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
That's how many. And then I tell you exactly how to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Good problem.
You should read the blog. How you can buy your way out of a problem like that by trading out, taking a lower percentage for the stuff that you own, by liquidating it to people you know. For 20, 30, 40%, get all the cash back, and then buy the crazy profitable stuff. Mm-hmm. I call it buying your way out of cash flow problems. It's ironic. Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, how to explain your obsession with real estate or real estate investment to your wife. This is the meat of the show. Jill, this was my idea for you.
Thank you.
How do you explain it? How do you explain this to your wife?
Well, you know, this goes both ways too, because I want to say that we have a number of women in our community that are doing this and explaining it to their husbands.
I know.
So it goes both ways, but traditionally, we women are often a little more conservative. So I get that, and that's cool. So and I talk to people about this a lot. So my advice is be an open book. You know, share the whole plan with your wife and test it. That's what many members of ours have done. And they like, you know, he said, hey, here's my idea. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to spend $500 and test this and I'll show you. And most significant others will say, sure, how much trouble? I mean, if we lose the $500, I don't really care. But then they can go out and test it. And I'm thinking of one of our guys in particular, you know, it was kicking him. He was killing him because like I bought it for $500, sold it for $1,000. I proved my theory, but I knew it was worth way more than that. So it was like he was bummed that he had to give it up for that. But, yeah. You know, he uses a test to show his wife that this does work. So I agree.
You're so different from most women, Jill.
Oh, thanks.
Trust me on this.
Thanks.
Because for most women, I just don't think that would do it.
You don't think so? Mm-mm. Well, because here's what I find that happens as you go along, if your significant other, your wife's on board, they might actually help. You know, I have a number of members that, I mean, they kind of do, you know, maybe the wife's keeps track of the numbers in the books or something, and they're making the deals, or I don't know, you know, has another little way that they can help. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're just over there just saying that's your thing. I get it. So. You have a different take on this.
I say this with confidence. You are probably one in a million.
Thanks.
And I'm not exaggerating that number. Maybe more. Maybe one in 10 million. Yeah, because I think there's a lot of women that just are like, you know, a lot of wives. I shouldn't say women. We have a tremendous number of women, probably 50% members, but they never talk about their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
The couples teams that we have are usually driven by men.
Mm-hmm.
But the women, single women or the women that they don't even, they're killing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can name their names. And you know what? For some reason, I know their first name. We have a lot of members. The women that are killing it, it's for a reason because women tend to see things very creatively. And like we have a member who, this is what she does. She only sends letters out to areas where she's had a good time on vacation.
I remember that.
It has nothing to do with what we sell and she kills it.
Yeah.
You know, only a creative female could come up with some cockamamie scheme like that. I know we're getting off topic a little bit, but it's a compliment.
You know what I think? Here's how I see it. Most women are generally conservative. We're looked at as conservative, and you guys are looked at as like a monkey with a hand grenade.
Yeah.
Jack, that's you. You know, like
that's what my attorney calls me.
I know. So
you don't never want your attorney to call you a monkey with hand grenades.
Exactly. And that's like, I'm running around just kind of throwing money at stuff. Just let's see what happens. So, but.
That's a podcast title.
There we go. But my thoughts are, it's like, so if we come to you with this idea and it's right in our gut, it seems like as a man, you're going to be more, generally more accepting of our idea. Am I right?
Yeah. You know, I mean,
and we're conditioned to kind of go, oh no, now what?
Yeah. If we were in, like I talked about in the earlier podcast about when you shopping, you know, this is how it works with men. If your wife comes to you and says, I got this idea about this, I heard this podcast or whatever, I'm thinking about doing this and this, the guy's going to say, well, you're not upset today, I'm not getting in trouble, then heck yes, I think you should knock yourself out. I'm not going to get in trouble for anything, right? Oh, no, you're not going to get in. I just want to go, oh, yeah, then the answer is heck yes.
It's that easy.
That's what happens with, that's my experience. Everybody that's listening to this right now is shaking their head yes, trust me.
Oh, my gosh.
But if the roles are reversed, the guy walks in and says, hey, I was thinking about doing this thing. I can see the potential. I heard these two ding-dongs on the radio today. And check this thing out at Success Plan. The whole, it just seems like it makes a lot of sense. It doesn't cost very much money. Let's see what happens. Let's send some offers out. Maybe let's send out, you know how you wanted to buy a new house? Let's send offers out for, you know, dramatically less than the properties are worth over in that subdivision you were thinking about. Let's see what happens.
That's a good test.
Oh my God, you've lost your mind? Go in the garage where you belong.
I love it. That's so funny.
That's what most women would say.
Hilarious. I think it's awesome.
You do.
You know what? I hate to say it. Thank you. I'm like, oh shoot. I'm not wired that way. So I have a hard time with this a little bit. That's so fine. Well, here's
not how the show was. I thought it would go.
Well, you know what's interesting too is I have to say that, especially nowadays with HGTV and all the stuff going on, it's not like it's a, I'm telling you to buy stock. Like you're bringing me stock in a company I've never heard of. So at least, you know, it's real estate. It's something tangible. I mean, you don't like that?
No, understand. I do like that. And I understand. Okay. I completely understand where you're coming from. And I agree with you. That's why we're together. But I just can hear it now. I can hear.
Well, you see, I've never been married to a wife like that.
Wives are just, the nature of, it's you nailed it. They're just concerned about taking risk, probably rightfully so. But, and men, men don't want to go to work anymore.
So I say set aside an agreed amount of money, like you're gambling, like I'm going to Vegas.
Now you're applying logic.
Oh, okay. That doesn't work too.
It usually doesn't come with a set of ovaries, Jill, I'm telling you.
Well, then this is a bad topic for me. Because you know what we should do? This is really funny. We should have done this. We should repeat this show with somebody else's wife.
Oh, and my God, that's brilliant.
That'd be hilarious.
Then that would actually tell you the truth.
Here's an example. Like the lady that we always see at the lunch place we went to earlier. You know what I'm talking about? The long hair. If we did it with her, I wonder what her answer would be.
Remember we had this conversation? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Remember we had this conversation with a friend of ours, you know, and she said, what? And she like learned what we were doing. Remember what we did for a living?
Oh my gosh.
And she said, what the heck are
you? The one that was snotty about it?
What the heck are you guys talking about?
Right.
Why the hell would anyone want to ever send out a bunch of offers to real estate owners and try to buy something for below what its value is? Why wouldn't you just go on the MLS and buy what you want? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Most wives don't want to rock the boat. They want their husband to go to work, come back, get the paycheck, pay the mortgage, do the thing, be a basically boring guy, except when she doesn't want him to be boring and the guy doesn't know that. What's the difference of the times?
Check the fridge magnet. I'm having a happy day. I'm having a sad day. I'm having a don't talk about my mom day.
Remember, was that an actual product or did you dream that up?
I dreamt that
Listen
up.
Listen to this business
idea.
We
got to do that.
Listen to Jill's business idea. Well, you've got to tell. This is the greatest idea.
This is great.
Go ahead. Describe
all right.
It. This is awesome.
I think I'm going to, if I say this now, someone's going to go make this product. But my idea was fridge magnets. So for the husband to come home and based on, and it says, you know, what kind of day the wife's having, you can just put in a magnet in there. Good day, bad day, happy day, sad day, I feel fat day, whatever it is. I'm going to eat everything in the house day. We're going out.
I'm hot.
Whatever. Temperature magnets hot. On there. So the husband can walk in right away, go to the fridge and know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Whether good or bad, they at least know what to expect. And we have a little sub thing, which is topics not to talk about today. Like my mom, the vacuum broke, you know, the kids are driving me crazy. You know, dream it up. There's a magnet there.
The PTA. Like,
you know, what topics not to bring up.
A car that doesn't work.
That's right. You're late again. Mm-hmm. There, that could be one of them, you know.
Most people don't have a refrigerator that's big enough for that.
Oh, Jack.
I'm serious.
Oh, I'm like, I thought you meant like our little, somewhere a little, okay, no, that's not what you meant. Like the office fridge. You mean like their real fridge. Got it. You might have to make some room. All right, that was my idea.
Office fridge. I have a refrigerator in my office and everybody thinks I'm nuts. Mm-hmm. Never. That's
everybody should have a refrigerator in their office. It's awesome.
Now's a good time to move on. This is the technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 deal experience today. Don't maximize price, maximize volume. What? This is what I see happen all the time. Someone buys a piece of property, usually if they're super new, and they pay $500, $600, $700, $800 or whatever it ends up being. If it's a house, they pay $30,000, $40,000 for it, and they own it. And they love it like a puppy. And they think it's worth $22 million. Or not to exaggerate, they think it's worth way more than they could just sell it, than doubling their money. If you have a house that you purchased or under contract for $30,000 and you know you can sell it for $60,000 next week, you have a Rolodex full of people where you can just write a $60,000 check, double your money. No. What do? They want to maximize price. They want to sell it because it might be worth, when it's all cleaned up, $190,000. Well, I'm going to go clean it up on the weekends after work. Yeah, that's not the business that we're in. That's not wholesaling. That's just being silly.
Mm-hmm.
So don't maximize price. Get to learn how to, what we teach is not real estate here. We teach how to buy undervalued real estate and move it past into wholesale it. The vast majority, if, you know, when's the last time you saw a piece of real estate we purchased?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm really asking, have you ever seen one piece of property that we have ever purchased, Jill?
No.
I have not seen a piece of property that's more than 10 years. No, it's more than probably 12 years.
No, I've seen counties. Oh, that's that county. Okay, great.
If you're brand new at this, I do not recommend this. All right? This isn't a challenge or you don't get a trophy for not looking at real estate. I'm just saying, after a while, you start to realize that it's just not a good use of your time and that you can hire a photographer or hire somebody to go take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, the buyer will go look at it and tell you if they want it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not maximize price. Let's maximize volume. Send 1 million mailers out instead of 100,000 and make 4, 5, 10 grand every time somebody sells you their property.
Yep.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Stacy, inspire us.
Just call me Stacy.
Yeah.
You're so silly.
I'll explain it in a minute.
Oh, no. Isn't it funny when you look back and you realize how smart you were at a time in your life when you were making like a crazy change? Like at the time you thought, you know, you're like, what am I doing? This is the most silly thing. I can't believe I'm doing this. And then you fast forward and you're like, wow, that was such a good decision. I didn't know I was that smart. You know what I mean? You know, I feel it coming right now, Jack, with you and I right now. That's why I wanted to bring that up, because I feel it. Like right now, I feel like part of my brain is saying, you guys are nuts. You guys are making some changes. You know, why are you growing into this? Why are you going to do that? You know, you have a great little business over here. Knock it off. You know, but I'm like, you know, I see bigger things coming for us. And my other side of my brain is saying, run, run, go. This is a good decision. What do you think?
Did you ever see Animal House?
Bits and pieces, yes.
There's a scene just like that. Exactly what you're saying.
I mean, not all. It's like I haven't sat through it in all whole thing, but different parts of it, yes. Tell me.
In the interest of making this, keeping this show rated G, there's a devil on this guy. A guy finds himself in a situation and a choice to make. And there's a devil in a comedic type of way. A devil talking on one shoulder and an angel on the other.
Yeah. That's a good way to
What Jill is really talking about is we have a lot of opportunities to do, because of this silly show, a lot of opportunities to do other things besides that are not as real estate related, and they're all good things in my opinion. Helping in the end, it's going to help everybody.
Oh yeah.
Well, at the very least, it's going to entertain the hell out of somebody. But the Jack and Jill thing, it caught on.
Even just talking about what we're doing right now. Let's rewind. How many years ago when we were putting this all together? You know, who knew where we'd be right now today? How about that? 5 years ago. How about this,
gosh.
Jack? 5 years ago, did you think we'd be sitting here doing this?
No, I just.
Thank you.
Two years ago. Still happily sitting there buying real, selling real estate, wondering why everybody's not doing this.
Right.
Really? I still wonder that.
Isn't that interesting?
Like, why isn't everybody just, what? All you got to do is send a bunch of mail out and learn how to scrub data.
Do you know what? And I got to say, I'll admit it. When you came up with this whole crazy podcast idea, I'm like, what are you talking about?
I remember that like it was yesterday. You were the wife
in
that situation.
I was. I thought you were
nuts.
Jill. However, I did go along with it.
My whole idea was to have a podcast and interview people that were in the real estate business in any capacity. Like, so if you go back to listen to the show before this, it's still on iTunes.
Yeah.
What's it called? Like Land Academy or something. I don't remember.
It's
not this one. It's not Cash Flow from Land. But anyway, there's like 9 or 10 or 12 long episodes. They're like an hour and a half. We didn't know what we were doing. People still compliment me on that because it really is really technical.
Aren't they on YouTube too? Because we were doing video then too. Like you're interviewing me and my...
Yeah.
Like an old
office.
Well,
that's what happened. Somebody
ago.
Didn't show up, and you were the
fill in.
Yeah, and it's like, whoa, this is fun.
Yeah,
it's not super technical boring.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And then it's like people liked it, and our numbers went up. And then she said, "Oh, maybe this does work." That's what I see. Some wives. I wonder even then if most wives then they're going to say, "Oh, great. Well, now you're going to do this because it's successful, and you're not going to pay attention to me." I see why I'm saying that.
Not me.
I know. We covered that, Jill.
Thank you.
Yeah. A lot of guys are in it. Trust me, I should open a nonprofit foundation. A lot of guys are just in a situation where they can't win.
Right.
It's like, I just don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and read the refrigerator again and see what's wrong.
What I'm supposed to do today.
What's wrong today?
I love it. Oh, gosh.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Cracking me up, man. You really are.
That was fun. Gosh,
you know
I'm
what it is about you? I really believe that you don't know that this is prevalent.
I'm really confused by this problem. And it's funny because that's probably what happens because people call me going, what do I tell my wife? I'm like, oh, I'll talk to him. Have him call me.
Now, to be fair, a lot of guys bring this on themselves because what they did was marry their mother.
Oh.
what do you think's going to happen if you marry your mom? She's going to tell you to change your socks and your underwear. That it gets reduced to that.
Right.
Instead of marrying somebody that, you know, is just forever, like, romantic like you are. Like, Jill has a carry-on bag, probably because she's going to leave soon, but...
Well, there is that.
Has a carry-on bag at the end of the bed, and it just stays there forever.
Yeah.
And she's just ready for the next trip constantly. And I think that's one of the greatest things about you.
Thank
I really
you.
Mean it.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. Because I remember you explaining that we were out to dinner with somebody the other night and they didn't, or no, or you were with some friends and you were telling me that they didn't believe you that give me 30 minutes and I can pack for Europe.
Mm-hmm.
To have 30 minutes.
That's happened.
So, right. And I'll pack for Europe for a week and it's all carry on. Whatever I forget, I'll figure it out and it's going to be awesome. And they're like, no, no, it doesn't happen. And we're like, yeah, yeah, it does. I can do that. Thank you. Because you've done that. I love that. Yes. And I've come home and
multiple
said, you know, everybody's
times.
Going over here. Everybody's going to X for whatever. Like, well, then why aren't we going? I'm like, you're right. Why aren't we going? We're out of here.
You know what's funny about Land Academy and this whole thing that we're doing? The further we get into it, and this is I didn't anticipate this, the more freedom we have. Like, the bigger this show gets, you know, we can do this anywhere.
It's
and
true.
We will. I mean, we've talked about that, doing this in the Sea of Cortez on a boat every day different with video.
Exactly.
You know, so that's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So the further we get into it, And it's all because of this real estate thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all because, I mean, you could never do, can you imagine doing this without the money coming in from the dirt, the land?
What if I had a factory somewhere? There'd be no way. You have to sit there and watch production and watch people and all that. And it would never work.
All it takes is, you know, 5 or 10 really good rental houses and you're done forever.
Yeah.
Or it takes, you know, just getting a land flipping system going like we have. I mean, our land, you know, and collecting payments.
Yeah.
Or all of it. That's, we still do all of it. So pretty soon you're hiring a couple people and they're doing it for you. And you,
you're drunk on a boat.
Doing a podcast that that four people listen to and now two.
Silly.
I don't care about the producers. They told us to stop saying that. I think it's funny.
Okay. I love it.
Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.